With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Christmas came early to the Queens County Food Bank as the organization received just over $45,000 to buy a new walk-in freezer. Queens was one of five food banks across Canada to receive grants from Loblaw Companies Limited, the parent company of local Real Atlantic Superstore, No Frills, and Independent Stores. The new freezer will increase the food bank's frozen food capacity by 25% when it arrives sometime in the spring. Chair of the Queens County Food Bank, Shelley Panzik, says that extra space couldn't come at a better time.
We're going into an economic slump or recession or whatever, right? Everything is starting to escalate, right? So people, even two people in a family that are working, sometimes have to use the food bank.
Panzik says she's seeing a 20% increase in the number of people using the food bank over last year. On average, 120 families or 450 people use the food bank every month, and a third of those are children. She expects those numbers will go even higher after Christmas.
I feel in January, February, you know, in the winter months, when reality sets in, because we've only had a taste of it, of an increase in oil or whatever, because it started like last April. They really haven't gotten into the big uptick for heating.
Panzik says the food bank is anticipating the usual uptick in donations as people get into the spirit during the holiday season. She looks forward to launching several of their regular donation drive efforts once Remembrance Day passes. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.